Well, Russia takes a swipe at what it calls American double standards with regard to terrorists. Moscow says Washington's policy is the main obstacle in the fight against terrorism. A top Russian foreign ministry official says the U.S. is dividing terrorists in Syria into bad and not so bad. The official says these double standards are also affecting terrorist armed units operating in the North Caucasus. The comments come after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said U.S. officials could meet with representatives of the so-called Islamic Front, an alliance of pro-Al-Qaeda groups fighting the Syrian government. The Saudi-backed group was created by the unification of at least six extremist Salafist groups last month. For more on that story, Muhammad Ali, our correspondent, joins us now via satellite from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Muhammad, welcome to the program. First of all, a very vocal statement by Russia. Do you agree with the Russians' assessment of the U.S.'s double standards when it comes to labeling and fighting terrorists, specifically in the case with Syria?
Yes, according to the experts here, it seems to be true, because if we look at the events and the U.S. policy towards the events in Syria and the unrest, we can see that at the beginning, they claimed in front of the international community and media, the U.S., of course, that it does not support Qaeda-linked terrorists or any extremist Islamists. However, just several days ago, we heard that the U.S. is willing to support an expanded coalition of militants that would include Islamist extremists. What does that mean? This means that they have realized, the Americans, that the so-called Free Syrian Army, which they support, the U.S., is now weak in front of such Islamist groups and Takfiri groups, and they can do nothing except to try to unite them and support them all at the end of the day. So they are now actually supporting, looking forward to support extremists on ground, particularly the so-called Islamic Front, which includes six major Takfiri militant groups inside Syria, some of the most powerful on ground. We have to note that those groups have the same Qaeda ideology, the same Qaeda aims. They do not work or seek for the interests of the Syrian people. They have announced themselves that their aim and target is to establish an Islamic State. Those groups themselves have committed human rights violations, have slaughtered civilians and also tortured people and killed the residents of neighborhoods they enter, claiming that they are infidels. Anyone who does not go and comply with their vision of Islam, those Takfiri insurgents, they regard him as an infidel and slaughter him. And those are the ones that the U.S. is thinking to and considering to support today, according to the Western media and the U.S. Statements. So it seems that, yes, there is a double policy over here, double standards by the United States, especially now that we also hear today that the Russian top official, foreign ministry official, is saying and noted and described it as saying that the United States is saying that there are too bad and not so bad terrorists or armed men in Syria. At the end, they all commit human rights violations, even the FSA, and this was proved by the Human Rights Watch and the video that we were seeing on the internet websites. And most importantly, what the Human Rights Watch and organizations have said, torturing the FSA have done, in addition to slaughtering and killing innocent civilians just for being related to other religions. And this is very dangerous, as this would increase the power of such Qaeda-linked armed men in the country.
Thank you very much, Muhammad. That was Press TV's Muhammad Ali joining us from the Syrian capital, Damascus.